Hi, I'm Caitlin Camerata, and this is my podcast about how you define you. Who are you? Who or what had the power to make you who you are? Your parents, your friends, your teachers, your past, your neighborhood? The real thing that defines you is you. No one else has the power to make you the person you are. Only you do. Others do not define you. You define yourself through your words and actions. Karen Handel. I know that all of this is true. I know this because my dad taught me.
Kayla, nobody can run the race for you. You got to determine what you want and you got to go get it.
My dad's the best. He works super hard every day to help others and support our family. My dad works long and hard. When my dad has his mind set on something or a job on hand, he doesn't stop until he gets it done and gets it done well. My dad's pretty selfless too. Dad will make sacrifices in his own life so my mom, siblings, and I can have the things we want and need. For example, my dad drives around in an old, run-down, rusty, smelly van that no longer has air conditioning and non-functioning windows. Dad lets mom drive around in our new car that functions correctly and looks nice. So all summer long, Dad roasts in his car while we enjoy air conditioning. My dad's also a big family guy. He always finds time to spend with us. He'll find time in his day to watch TV or play a board game with us. He'll also take us to fun places just because. Plus, my dad's a good listener. He's super wise and always gives good advice. One of my favorite memories of my dad is when we would go running together. We would train for the 5K we used to do on my birthday. My dad chose to run with me, even though he blew out both his knees and it hurt him to run. He did it anyways. He taught me to fight through the pain, no matter how much it hurt, just fight through.
Caitlin, you can accomplish anything in your life if you first determine in your heart and in your mind that you can.
As awesome as my dad is, he didn't have anyone to teach him to be that way. My dad didn't have a good father like I do. My dad's father was a neglectful man with an explosive temper. My dad's parents got divorced when he was 9 years old. His dad left and suddenly he was the man of the house. My dad told me stories of how his father would tell him he'd take him places like fishing. So he'd wait outside all day with his fishing pole and his dad would never show up. I also remember my parents telling me that every event my dad did, whether it was a sports event or concerts, his dad would never come to a single one. I also remember my dad telling stories of his father's explosive temper and how it always ended roughly or with some kind of abuse.
Don't let fear hold you back, Caitlin. Fear is a liar.
My dad chose not to be like his father. My dad chose to be a family man, to spend time with us and support his children. My dad taught himself everything he knows. My dad taught himself to be a good father. You have that choice too. You can choose to be the person you want to be. You define you. Who will you be?